Instead of the board I heard, I was listening to from Goldberg's Parsha Shir. I think he quoted this from Shmuel Birnbaum. I'm pretty sure, but I'm not 100% sure if he quoted from him. It's just a good word about the beginning of the Parsha. Ever think about the fact that the beginning of the Truma starts with what? Like the very beginning of the Parsha is the commandment of?
Sure.
Truma, right, meaning collect, right, go collect money. Go collect all the materials. And like, you gotta imagine, it's like, so strange, because what's missing, like, for the first, by like, 8 psukim of the Parsha? Like, go kach me etam, like, go around collecting, you know, all these materials from Bnei Yisrael. So if you're, like, imagine, like, if you were a, exactly, it's like, what, well, why? Wouldn't you think that if you were, like, collecting money, that like, you would first clarify what the goal is? And then, the detail is, because we have this gevaldik goal, we have an amazing mission, we want to build a beautiful, beautiful temple for the sake of glorifying HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So obviously that means everybody's going to contribute. And imagine the guy knocks on the door, and he says, listen, Krabi's have $1,000. Who? What? Where? When? No. No, I mean, what? Like, if he starts by telling you, listen, I'm building a yeshiva, and, you know, for some reason I think that you as a high school Rebbe are the perfect avenue to fight. You realize how important it is to have a yeshiva, and you clearly are a man of means, you know, from your profession. So I'm like, yeah, okay, fine, whatever the case is. It's like, it makes sense.
That's additional. Only 5%.
What is that?
That's
exactly
only
the point.
It's not, it only applies to things from Hashem. You know, like, it would,
that's exactly the
guy walking the door is not Hashem, so you don't say Nasa Mishnah.
Oh, but that's exactly. But that's the board is that he says. It's like, no, that's Gufa the point. Is that it was Gufa. Akiyum and Nasim Nishma right after we said Nasim Nishma. It's literally right after. It's like Parsha Mishpatim ended like a few words ago, you know? And it's just a week earlier. But like it's exactly Nasim Nishma. It's like whether or not Bnei Israel would jump at the opportunity to do whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu demanded without even knowing why. Yeah, you want my... And that's giving money. It has not been the easiest task for the Jewish people sometimes to let go of their money that they got from the Bizas Hayam and from the Mitzrim. And boom! Give it. Give me your money. Why? It doesn't matter. We'll find out later. Nasim Nishma. Gevaldik. All right, so on that note, the Atzilu Mikdosh, Shachati B'Saycham, you have the mitzvah, the Oraisa, to build a Mishkan. The Rambam is of the opinion that that Pasuk, the Atzilu Mikdosh, Shachati B'Saycham, is the source for the mitzvah, the Doros, to build the base of Mikdosh. Now that already is something which is subject to debate in the Rishonim, who count a mitzvah to build the Mikdosh, but other Rishonim assume, like, is that really the most appropriate Pasuk to use as the source for the mitzvah to build the mikdash? When you get to Parshas Re'eh, and you start talking about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to choose a place, you know, Mikol Shavtechem, a unique place where there's going to be, you know, where all the avodah is going to be brought, all the korbanos are going to be brought, and b'chayros, ma'isru the ganacha, not ma'isru the ganacha, not true. You know, all the korbanos that are brought davka to the base of mikdash, you would think that would be the pasuk to quote, which is what the Smag says. But nonetheless, the Rambam quotes this pasuk, which is interesting. Because when you think about the mitzvah, to build the base of Mikdash, it really does require, you know, two very important, I would say, you know, debates. We'll see if they're connected. They may not be. And that is, number one, how that mitzvah is manifest, Mizmanenu. Like, what exactly does that mitzvah entail for us? But now it is. And second of all, obviously the goal. What is that purpose of the mitzvah, building the base of Mikdash? Because as much as it seems like, what, it's Pasha, the base of Mikdash. This is what we've been davening for so many years. We're so desperate for the base of Mikdash. What really is, if you have to, you know, pinpoint the essence of the Mikdash that defines the mitzvah to build it? What are we building the Mikdash for? And if you what do you mean? So that's exactly where it's important to the friendship between starting this by a very, very, I don't know how well known, maybe famous, world famous, and I'm just saying Dvarim Pshutim, and you do them, which is fine. It's good chazar for me, for everybody. And that is the question. The Machlok is the Rambam and the Ramban, as to what the essence of the Mikdash really is. And that's where, if you actually were to start, Pashtei Dekra, the Ramban is a very mustaber. What does the Pasuk say? So this is like not a true question. What is the goal of the Mikdash?
Shachati
B'Salcham. That's exactly what the goal is. And the Ramban beautifully, in this week's Parsha, describes this Gevaldik mitzvah of creating a space of Ashras HaShechina. It's a place where, it's a meeting point. It's a place... Yeah, fine. That's fine. That's a the so, vort there. It, right. You know, it's still.
The problem is that the whole point is for Chayes of the Surah
Shabbat. But the Shras Hashkina that will come about through the Mishkan is meant to be, you know, manifest, if it's meant to, you know, be expanded to every individual. I mean, exactly how you touch the pasuk of Shachati B'Sacham, I don't think it matters. There's no doubt that the pshat of the pasuk is saying that the goal of the mikdash is to establish a Shuras Hashchina. Exactly how that works, I don't know. That's beyond me. But the Mishkan is meant to not only be a place, a vehicle, through where the Shekhinah comes down to the earth, and the Ramban even answers that in explaining it's meant to be a way of taking the Har Sinai. You know, it's a portable Har Sinai, because you can't just leave the mountain and leave it forever. You have to have a way of connecting to the same sense of what? You're not re-experiencing Matan Torah. It's funny. I think it might be the Ramban that she tells her in the following way. You know, the Ramban describes the Isser of forget. You know, the Ramban counts it in one of the Shei Sechiros. The Ramban counts the Isser of forgetting Mamad Har Sinai. Now the pasuk says in Parshas, or Veskanon. Yeah, it's Veskanon. In the context of the Sefer Tzedibros, now it lets you forget all the things that you saw with your eyes at Har Sinai. So the Ramban there describes that it's not forgetting the fact that we got the Torah. It's forgetting the Mamad Har Sinai, the Gilui Shechina that took place. People want to take a search for my Torah. So in 2013, find an article in the Shavuos to Go, written by a scholar, Dr. Ashley Mandelstam, as part of GPATS. So that was on this Ramban. He's talking about the Ramban. Ayin Sham. So the Ramban talks about that's why, you know, the minhag of having, you know, flowers in the shuls. It's all about trying to recreate that experience of Mamad Har Sinai, not to remember the fact that we got the Torah, to remember the fact that we experienced such a Gilui Shechina. So that's what's being taken. So it makes sense for the Ramban that the goal of, you know, the nature of constantly remembering Har Sinai is to reconnect to the Hashras Hashkina of Har Sinai, the overall experience, not just the fact that we were given gift, we were given the Torah. No, it's that we were in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's exactly what the Mishkan is meant to take, you know, on a daily basis. So that's the Ramban. It's all about Hashras Hashkina. The Rambam is so clear where his focus is. Schweitzer said before is that it's not afuke. No one's arguing that is the goal of the Mishkan, as the pasuk says so. But nonetheless, when you look in the Rambam and say for mitzvos and the beginning of the Hilchos Beis HaBechira, the focus is clearly elsewhere, and that is, again, what's the focus? Avodah. The Rambam, in fact, says, what does the Rambam say? Mitzvah Chaf. He actually says the mitzvah is to do what? Livnos. What's the mitzvah to do? To build a base. Avodah. You know this. You're holding it. You got it, exactly. Sivan Livnos, base Avodah. It is a mitzvah to build a base of a house of worship. Bo yaha krava ve'avaris ha'esh tamid ve'elav yaha licha ve'aliyah l'regel ve'akibetz b'choshana. It's a makom avodah. That is what the Rambam emphasizes here. It's about avodah. And it's interesting, the Rayas, they bring it up, Rosh Wise, I remember this, the Raya, one of the Rayas. There are a number of Rayas for the Rambam that you see, number of Mamari Chazal that emphasize the goal of the base of Achira to be a makom korbanos. So the ikur is the place where we have to be in korbanos, and you see that, for example, in the Haggadah. You know, the Haggadah, this is the part where everybody gets excited. I know as a kid, I remember, like, counting the pages, and, like, you know, just, like, at some point, like, the next part Torah, I'm going to lose it. You know, like, someone's like, we got to move. Like, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And yes, I feel the exact same way every year still, because at some point in Maggid, it's like, okay, we were good, it was nice, beautiful, and now we finally get to the actual story, and we're all burnt out from all the different Torah, from the first three lines in Maggid, and it's like, okay, now that we're all starving, and, like, you know, that's a... We gotta work on that. So in the Yainu, after we sing the Yainu, what do we say? There's a, you know, there's a summary of the Yainu right after the Yainu. And what's the last line? The goal of the Beis Bachira is to be a makom kapara. It's to be what? A place of korbanos. And again, it really speaks much more. It's interesting, the centrality of the Beis HaMikdash perhaps even really speaks more to the centrality of korbanos. You know, it's interesting, you can't not remember the Gemara in the end of Atinus, Megillah, both, I forgot, maybe, when Avraham Avinu has a conversation with the Kodesh Baruch Hu in the context of the Bris Ben of Asarim. You know, Kodesh Baruch Hu, B'ma Eda, how do I know what does Rashi say? Rashi quotes from the Pasuk, B'ma Eda, B'ezes Chus, what Chus do my children have to be everlasting, that you're going to constantly maintain this Bris with them? And what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu answer? This Chus of Korbanos. And that's hence the, you understand now why the wristband with sarim is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
For a while, like, well, what the heck is going on here? You take these animals, you cut them in half and go through them. So Rashi points out they each represent different types of korbanos, because that's exactly the point. And therefore, you know, korbanos. So what is the korbanos? Avraham Avinu's response, Teinach bisman shebeis hamikdash kayam. But what about beyond? He said, oh, what's the answer? What about after the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed?
Yeah.
It's interesting. You're right and wrong at the same time. How so? It's not tefillah per se. Rather, it's saying korbanos. Shalom parnas saying. It's interesting because you could have said what replaces korbanos. You could have said tefillah. You attempted to say tefillah connected to korbanos.
Right.
Exactly. In fact, out of all the people who paskin clearly that when it comes to the Gemara and brachos machlokas, Rav Shulam and Levi and Rosh Baruch Hanino, tefillah always tiknum or tefillah connected to korbanos. The Rambam is very clear. Tefillah is connected to korbanos, so much so that the Rambam writes that, like, we're meant to have our tefillos be so connected to the, not only is mane, you know, korbanos, and in such an extreme way, where the Rambam says, that's why the Rambam thinks you're really supposed to daven mincha. I think we said this a few months ago. What does Rambam treat about when you're supposed to daven mincha? Lachat chila? He says, just daven mincha katana. Why? Because that's when they brought the korban talmud to Ben Arbaim. And it's beduik from the Rambam. What's the only reason why you're ever allowed to daven mincha gedola? Why is mincha gedola 12:30? Why? Why is that a time to daven mincha? Because if Erev Pesach,
earliest time that you can, that the
Korban, the earliest time it was ever brought was 12:30, and that was when Erev Pesach was chal on Erev Shabbos.
Erev Shabbos.
Yeah, so you had to finish everything, you had to finish all the tzli. Roasting the Korban Pesach at night, it was not Deicha Shabbos, so you have to finish, everybody's got to get the Korban Pesach in, and roast it, bring it home, and roast the whole thing. It has to be done before Shabbos. So, it was very, very rushed. So they brought the Korban Tamid, Mincha Gedola. So that's the only reason why you could daven mincha gedola is because of that, but it sounds like from the Rambam, that's even like b'di'evet. Except when? When is it not b'di'evet? When should you daven mincha gedola? There are people who are makbid like this. You should daven mincha gedola on Erev Pesach. Okay. Even more so if it falls on Erev Shabbos. Meaning every Erev Pesach, the mincha was, the korban tamid was earlier.
Mm-hmm.
It was not that early. It was brought usually an hour or two earlier than usual. And Erev Pesach shachal yos be'Erev Shabbos, it was brought all the way earlier. So
Erev Pesach is one time a year where, I feel like
Pesach
is one time a year where it's very hard for people to get everything together.
I find it to be very, as much as that sounds true, it's not true. Because at some point, like in the afternoon, once you're done with any eating and there's no food left, then you're just, assuming you've arrived at your destination for your Seder, then it's just like a question of like, okay, now what? And it's just like a typical Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov situation. Again, for those of us who don't work on Erev Yom Tovim because we're zochet to go to Chinuch and make millions of dollars to give to random people who come asking for money. So then, Erev Pesach is raw. You're always low. At least you're raw. Anyway, so let's get back to the Rambam and the Ramban. So for the Rambam, the emphasis is the base of oil. It's all about korbanos. For the Ramban, it's all about Ashras HaShechina. Okay, the Mayan of Gemina. So the Mayan of Gemina. Oh, Shkoyach, what's the difference? Amen. So what's the difference? Is there like a Naf Gemina? I think a Naf Gemina, fascinating Naf Gemina. Let's think for a second. So it's interesting. The Rusher Weiss says that it could be the Ramban or Ramban, at least he tells them. But the following question, it's not a practical nafkamina as much as it's a nafkamina just in terms of minin and mitzvahs. Would you count a separate mitzvah to make the kalim of the Mishkan for the Mikdash? Would you count it as a separate mitzvah or not? What would you say?
No.
Why not?
So included in the mitzvah,
does that make sense? Who would that make more sense for? The Rambam or the Ramban?
The Rambam.
So for the Rambam, he says explicitly, he explicitly discusses in Mitzvah Chaf the following. And he says, number one, he says, Beis Minim, Beis Vachira, is a mitzvah b'nei Atzma. And then he says, as far beyond, he quoted this in Shor Shubbeis, Shazah Klal, who kolel chalakim, all different parts of the Mishkan, of the Mikdash, Shamanor, the Shulchan, Mizbeach, Vizulasam, Kulam, Heim, Michelke, and Mikdash. Well, they're all part of the Mikdash, so they're all included in the mitzvah b'nei Beis Mikdash. Well, why wouldn't they be?
Why they're bonded differently?
So why would the Ramban say differently? So it's interesting. He doesn't say differently, except for one thing. Two points. Number one, he says the Aron, the making of the Aron should be a separate mitzvah. But the reason why the other kelim are not counted separately is for the following reason. See, for the Rambam, it's literally a chelek of the mitzvah of building the Mikdash, because it's all part of the same goal. The goal of the Mikdash is to create the kelim that will be used in the Mikdash. That is the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash. For the Ramban, that's not the goal of the mitzvah. The whole mitzvah is to create a place of Ashrei Shechina.
Is it a market?
Ah. Is what market?
The kingdom.
Oh, very good. It's a good question. So, oh, but it's a chori. Yeah. But, oh, that's it. You'll see. But no, that's exactly what you're saying. Which one is clearly not Makiv? I mean, you know, it's not necessarily. Can you have a mikdash with the Shrosh Shechina? We're walking into a trap. I'm going to say, you see from Bayashani, where there was no Aron, you had a base of mikdash. You can bring Romanos, but the chori, there is also no real, full-fledged the Shrosh Shechina in the base of mikdash. Really, just for the Ramban, questions the whole nature of Bayashani and what its function was. From the perspective of Shras Hashchina. So how do you understand that? That's a better question. That I don't know. That's what the Yisla'i in Sham. But the Ramban says the following. He says, you know why the Ramban doesn't count the separate mitzvah for the other Kalim? It's very simple. Why would I? Oh, because each one of them is simply what they have. There's an avodah that's done with them. But why would I count the mitzvah to make, let's say, a Mizbeach? Why is that its own mitzvah? That's a Hekshar mitzvah. Yeah, Nechanami, there's a mitzvah to bring Karbanos. But guess what? So in the Melo, there's a Hekshar mitzvah to make sure you have a Mizbeach for Karbanos. When it comes to the menorah, there's a mitzvah to light the menorah in the mikdash. You need a menorah. But I'm not going to count it as a separate mitzvah, because it's a hekshar mitzvah. See, for the Ramban, it's the exact opposite as the Rambam. For the Ramban, there's an obligation to make a makom for Ashras HaShechina. Secondarily, separately, part of the mikdash also involves avodah. So memela, you're going to need kelim in order to facilitate the avodah. But that's a hekshar, but each one of those kelim, it's a hekshar mitzvah biyama. The mitzvah is to use the menorah, to bring the korbanos. Those are all different mitzvahs that play into the mikdash. But building the kelim is just a hekshar mitzvah. For the Rambam, it's goof for this, that is goof for the mikdash of making the mikdash. Because the mitzvah is to make a makom avodah. So each role that each kli plays in the mikdash is part of that avodah. Memela is part of that same mitzvah. Oh, but why then is the aron different? But why would the Rambam ever count the aron differently? It's kabbalah, it's a great chap. If of course
the Ramban, that is where the Ashras Hashchina is.
Fakir. If anything, you would say that's I would include that. That's Gufa, the mitzvah of Ashras. That would be included then in the mitzvah of building the Beis Hamikdash. If the Ashras Hashchina comes about via the Kruvim.
It's a separate mitzvah for.
But he doesn't. He says the only one I would count separately is the Aron.
Right.
Because the rest of them are just a Hekshar mitzvah. Why is the Aron not a Hekshar mitzvah? There's no Avodah.
Mm.
What's the Avodah, the Aron? The irony is that the greatest, most chashuv of the kingdom of the mikdash, there's no avodah. You don't do anything with it. It's just there. It stores the luchos. It's the makom where the Ashras Hashchina comes down. You know, the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is heard by Moshe Rabbeinu coming from the Bein HaKruvim. Gevaldik. But it's not. You can't call it a hekshar mitzvah. I mean, I'm not going to count it. I mean, he could have said that. I can't say it's a hekshar mitzvah because it's not a hekshar mitzvah to any particular avodah. Maybe I would include it in the mitzvah of building the mikdash because it's gufa, the most significant kli, which brings about the Ashras Hashchina. But at the same time, he says, no, I'm going to count it separately because you need it. It's a mitzvah to make it. It's not a hekshar mitzvah, but it's not a hekshar mitzvah. So that's one way of looking at it. Let's perhaps suggest another nafkamina that needs to be. One that was quoted, I heard this, I was listening to a shiur by Rabbi Leibowitz given years ago. He quoted this from Rav Daniel Wolf. There's another nafkamina that I think is just fascinating. Then how would you understand, it's really, again, it's historical, understanding the mitzvah and or role of the Mishkan, the Shas, Heter, Bamos. When we got to Eretz Yisrael, and you have 14 years when the Mishkan was Benova Givon, and then you have the years in between, the destruction of Mishkan Shiloh, and the building of the Beis HaMachira, you have it Heter, Bamos. To say that you need a central Mikdash, in order to facilitate korbanos, it's not really true. You could bring korbanos on a bama, but to say that you have a mitzvah to create a makom of Ashras Hashchina, why would that be any different? You absolutely have that mitzvah. Yeah, so granted. So it's true that by bamos, you have limitations. Bamos, you're not going to be able to bring certain korbanos, korban tzibor. You can't bring a korban tzibor. In Echanami, there's certain limitations by bama, but at the same time, you could at least understand that it might limit, certainly limit, the chashivas and the significance of the mikdash, considering that as a makom avoda, especially when you look at it from the point of view of v'chaper alav seinu. So a person did it. A person's chayv to bring a korban. It happens to be by bamos. Chayv only applies to dharma and davos. But at least on some level, we can at least appreciate the qualitative distinction that it's not a completely it's not completely exclusive. You know, the mikdash is not necessary to facilitate kravos or korbanos. If that's true, then Ramela may diminish its status, its, you know, its significance as having its own mitzvah. But for the Ramban, there's no reason why that should make a difference. That's another potential nafkamina. Nafkamina number three. Shechter in Eretz Yisrael quotes from a chronicle. I don't know who. I don't have it, so I have to look it up. But it's an amazing, amazing art. I was thinking about this on the car at home also, where there's an afkamino. Did you say the mikdash of building the basic mikdash applies to a shul on a smaller level? The mikdash ma'at, what would you say? Would you say, can you apply that mitzvah on some level, d'oraisa or d'rabbanan? You can say
both
of them. So exactly. So I agree. I think you can argue for either one. You can go and either. You can say it's true. So say it out. I think it makes more sense.
The avoda is the saying of the korbanos that you do in shul.
You have to go to shul to say korbanos. You have to go to shul to say korbanos. No.
No.
Say korbanos right here all the time. I usually say korbanos in the car. I don't have time in shul to say korbanos. Are you kidding me? I'm saying that when I dive in the TPC, when I dive in the shul, I have all the time in the world. Plenty of time to say korbanos. Baruch Hashem. No? I have to go to shul to say korbanos.
I mean, it's a place where you...
You're supposed to.
You were supposed to.
Okay. I would have said it differently. I would have said it focusing on saying korbanos. I would have said it as a makom of tefillah. Going back to tefillah, makom korbanos.
It's just the korbanos within the
tefillah. You know, I would say, the more you look at tefillah as being a kiyum of sorts of a place of korbanos, meaning, you're not saying korbanos, as a makom tefillah.
As a makom tefillah, you say it's not about the tefillah, you say it's what the korbanos were done.
That was just the gemara by Avraham Avinu. Okay. It doesn't change the fact that tefillah is still a makom korbanos.
Oh, sure, okay.
So I'm saying, as a makom tefillah. That becomes the new base of avoda. Right. I mean, it is a base of avoda, it's just a different avoda. So I can understand it from the Rambam, I can also understand it from the Ramban. But for the Ramban, the only question is going to be what? Is it safe? Is it true that building a shul facilitates a similar experience of
Hashras
Hashkina?
Yeah.
Stama, yeah. Here's the problem. Rabbi Belzer has mentioned this a number of times in the past year or so, talking about Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. What is the Shittas of Ramban about Kedushas Beis HaKnesses? The Ramban thinks this entire Kedusha is only the Rabbanan as a Tashmishe Mitzvah. The entire significance of a shul, says the Ramban, is to facilitate the mitzvah of tefillah. That's it. Which is interesting how the Ramban, I could have argued for the Ramban, it's a miniature base of Mikdash, Ashraz Ashkina. No. That's not to deny the existence of a degree of Ashraz Ashkina in a shul. That's not saying that it's not true. But at least the Gabe, how that expresses itself in the Kedusha Samakom, the Ramban Shita is very clear. It doesn't have a similar... Even it's not a qualitative difference. I mean, it's not just a quantitative difference. Like, it's the same idea as the mikdash, but lower. No, it's a qualitatively different type of kedushas makom. Okay. It doesn't have it. It doesn't have the kedushas makom in the same way that the mikdash does. It's a place to facilitate davening. It's like exactly what that's exactly what you would expect the Rambam to say, and that just like the mikdash, it's a place to facilitate the avodah of korbanos. So the shul is there to facilitate the avodos atvilo, which is great for the Rambam. It's the same. And other than that, what's amazing is that you see for the Rambam the following. Lishitasa. It makes a lot of sense. Is there an Isser d'oraisa to destroy a shul? There's an Isser d'oraisa to destroy the Mikdash. What's that source? What's it based on? Lotazim came l'Hashem l'okechem. The Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. You have a mitzvah to destroy all the Batei Avodah Zarah, all the Metzevos. But what you have to do to the Avodah Zarah, you can't do to Hashem. Which translates to change, destroying the Mizbeach. You know, and taking part of, you know, based on Mikdash. Would that be an Isra d'Oraisa in a shul? So it's Madai, so Chorinim, Madai from the Rambam, that you would violate the Sasun, came L'Hashem L'Kechem, in the context of a basic Knesset, but why? So for the Rambam, and you see this is my favorite from the Yerem says, the mitzvah d'Oraisa of Mora Mikdash applies to a shul. It's interesting, because that really emphasizes a new aspect of the Mikdash. It's not a question of the role as much as it's a reality. I mean, once you have a mikdash, there's a chiyuv to have more mikdash. That's for sure. But at least that idea of the Yerem applying that to a shul is just another way of emphasizing how a shul is meant to take on a more literal replacement of the mikdash on a small scale, mikdash ma'ad. So it's understandable for the Rambam that it's also going to be the similar problem of destroying such a makom, because it's like the mikdash. It's what facilitates avoda. So it facilitates karbanos. Nowadays, it facilitates tefillah. So for that, you know, that's why it might be very much the same. Now I just want to end. We'll end with the following ha'ara. Just the ha'ara. Very, very well-known debate between the Rambam and Rashi and Tosfos as to the who's going to be the builder of the third base of Mikdash. Well, Rashi and Tosfos and Sukkah, it's a fascinating sugya because it's what motivates Rashi and Tosfos to say this is a fundamental. It's a Yibam Kasha on the Gemara. You guys are familiar with the Gemara and Sukkah? Gemara and Sukkah, this also comes up in Shavuos. Gemara and Sukkah, and the Gemara itself comes up in Sukkah and Rosh Hashanah. It's one of the Takanos from Yochanan and Zakkai. So, Yom Aniyev Kula Wasser, the entire 16th day of Nisan, what are you not allowed to do? That's true, but that's also true for all the other days of Pesach also. What's unique? Yom Hanef Kula Asr. What's Asr on the 16th day of Nisan? All day. You can't eat Chadash. Until Midoraisa and Bisman Abayas, you need the Korban Omer. But Midoraisa, without the Korban Omer, in the morning, sunrise, you're allowed to eat Chadash. But the Rabbi Zayt made a Gzera. We're concerned that the base of Midrash will be rebuilt. When? On the 16th? Exactly. It's unclear exactly when, but what will happen? Last year, we'll remember when there was no Beis HaMikdash, I was allowed to eat Chadash all day. Mm-hmm. Now there's a Beis HaMikdash, people aren't going to realize that you can't eat Chadash all day, you have to wait for the Korban Omer to be brought. So in that context, the Gemara asks, when exactly would the Beis HaMikdash be built, where this is relevant? If the Beis HaMikdash is built on the 16th, it was already Mutter, Chadash was already Mutter in the morning. So I should ask the Gemara, maybe it was built on Yontif the day before, maybe it was built at night, the Motzei Yontif. So that's where Rashi tells us, wait a minute, the Gemara is suggesting that you could possibly have the Beis HaMikdash be built either at nighttime or on Yontif. Fair Gemara Shavuos. There's no binyan Beis HaMikdash Belaila, based on Pasuk. There's no binyan Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos or Yontif. So comes along Rashi and Tosfos. What do they say? Yeah, that was true when Bob and the other builders were in charge. We can't build a Beis HaMikdash on Yontif, Shabbos, or Belaila. But the third Beis HaMikdash is going to be built for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meish. It's up in Shemayim and it's just going to plop down exactly how. I don't know. It's not our problem. It's our problem to make it happen. But not physically. So, according to Rashi and Tosfos, the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, but no, it's Mishmaim. Well, the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim describes the job of the Melech HaMashiach. To do what? To build it's his job. He's going to be the guy, you know? He's going to be like the guy with the instruction manual. He's going to be the guy with the plans, like the architect. All right, everybody, you go over here. All the construction crew. He's the one who's like, you know, leading the way and building the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Melech HaMashiach's job. So, it's interesting. So, for the Rambam, you have to understand like what the nature of the mitzvah is for us now. I remember like somebody asked from them and saw, like, why don't we just build a Beis HaMikdash? And then I was responded by saying, okay, try. Let's see what happens. I'm not sure what happens next. So it's a job for the Melech Mashiach, or it's a job for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the question becomes, to what extent is that, you know, relevant to us in terms of this mitzvah? The mitzvah of Doros, to build the Beis HaMikdash. So what's the answer? How do you build the Beis HaMikdash? So for us, the answer is, how do we establish the Melech HaMashiach for the Rambam? What do we need to do to get to a place where B'nai Yisrael are at a place to be Mamluch, a king? That we would imagine the world where we would all accept a leader, and we would all agree on a leader. Who's it going to be? I'm saying that's where like that sense of Achdus is so critical. You have to have an Achdus in Klal Yisrael that we would be willing to accept upon ourselves one Melech, that we all would be like, ah! That's the midah of Malchus. The midah of Malchus is like, you know, the midah is everybody's subservient to the Melech. Every Jew would be subservient to the same guy. You know, everybody can't do that. That's good for part of the challenge. And for Rashi and Tosfos, it's less practical, but it's also much more practical. According to Rashi and Tosfos, what's the answer? What's the mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash? We're not supposed to build the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem's built. Yeah. So how do we bring it down?
Obviously.
Exactly. The answer is realizing that it's almost like ke'ilu. You can't say this, I'm not saying this halacha, it's not true. But like ke'ilu, it's almost like saying it's the equivalent of a lav shebachlalos, but it's like the binyan Beis HaMikdash is an asay shebachlalos, and that it's included in every mitzvah to say. Every mitzvah to say! It's not just the mitzvah that you're doing, it's also part of the binyan Beis HaMikdash. It's any mitzvah, everything that you do to better our relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam is potentially that which, you know, it's another brick. It's not like a nice song for like little kids. That's mamshkuf. It's emes. It happens to be the Aruch HaNer thinks that they're both right. It's not a machlokas really. There is a mikdash in Shemayim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will infuse into the physical building that we have to build first. Whatever that means. I ain't shum. But either way, to appreciate the relevance of Yosef mikdash v'sachati v'socham through our ma'isim tovim, through our Torah learning, and of course through bring Klal together. Mitzvah Hashem, which we're going to see. Bring the bias. And there we go.
Amen.
Shukach.